answer these little ones. We talk with you. Yes, I am calling. Members of an allegiance to life. That's who you are. You have come and you are serving life itself. One may think that they are here to serve their culture or serve their town or serve their family, but it's not the truth. You're here to serve yourselves, right? You want to serve up your life. You want to be conscious of what it is that you're bringing forward in the movement toward this immense amount of opening that can happen, not only within your head, but within your heart. When the heart opens, there are many things that happen within the physical body. And it's not as though one approaches it from emotional love. It is as though there is an opening in the conduit which you are. You are a conduit. You are a transmitter of life itself. You are love. You have given to yourselves an opening into this reality. Here you are in the now. And in this reality, everything that could possibly be given to you is being given to you. The pathway upon which you are in your life cycle has to do with the choices that you've made and how the karmic aspects of your life have brought you into this moment. And those karmic aspects, yes, they are vibratory, but they're also the responding parts of yourself. When you have a response and it's conscious, there's far less of a karmic backlash than if you have a reaction and you are moving into an experience. So if you have a response, it's as though you're using your consciousness. One can say, oh yes, I am conscious, but unless they are in the moment without any preconceived notions, without any conclusions, and with the presence of heart, mind, and soul that is accepting of all that is evidencing itself, one is not conscious. You're working on consciousness, you're giving yourself permission to move through this moment in time with a more conscious aspect of yourself, awake and alive. But the consciousness itself is the continuum of where you flow from. So unless you know yourself as the entire reality, you cannot say to yourself, I am conscious. Right? It's a process. So know that you have, you know, there's a lot of response last week when we said that each one's going to be here over and over again and come back and come back and come back. You see, the presence of mind that one has when they receive information is going to lock into the resonance of what is happening. So one does not change their presence of mind. Change happens. One cannot change it. It happens because the openings are occur. You cannot decide, I'm going to change my mind. You're going to just have to change your mind. And then you're in a different response pattern, you see. So be open to what we're saying, yes, but don't swallow it whole. Don't say to yourself, well, that's the absolute truth. No, you take it into yourself and you acknowledge, yes, there is a divinity. There is something that moves energy in this universe. There are people. They are being born all the time, and they are passing into the next life cycle all the time. Of course, you can't see that from where you're sitting. You have to be able to imagine it or accept it or partially remember that the part of yourself that is sitting here in this room is but part of yourself. Right? The larger S, the self that you left back home, is conscious, awake, and aware. Right? It is conscious, and it can give to you in any moment the answers that you need, but you haven't built up the confidence to say, wait a minute, I'm going to go upstairs and I'm going to get the answer of this, you see, because you have fixed notions about what this reality is about and limitations put on yourself by the learnings and the memories that you have in the body. So now if you could continually decide for yourself, wait a minute, there's something going on that I am participating on here, but I know that there is this other reality, there is this larger part of myself that can bring into this reality its presence, but I have to go up there. You see, so it's a combination. It isn't just that you can say, wait a minute, I'll go upstairs. It has to be an invitation. It's like a good partnership. Make an invitation, the person shows up. Don't make an invitation, they show up, that's not so good. Make an invitation and they don't show up, that's not so good. Or someone showing up without an invitation isn't good either. So you have to make up this continuum. this interaction with yourself and your higher self. That's why meditation is a good practice. That's why when you empty yourself and you move into the higher realities with no preconceived notions, and you have a mantra, sound, a focus, something that took you there, but then you're able to let it go and you're able to ride basically the wave. People that know how to surf have that ability to let go and just ride the wave. Here you are. You're riding the wave of this reality. But this reality has many little unseen surprises in it, you know. And so those unseen surprises, if you're not balanced in the moment, as you saw tonight, if you don't have an openness, these unseen surprises, they're going to feed into your reality and they're going to get a part of yourself hooked that is third dimensional rather than opening to the greater part of yourself. The loving part of yourself. And we're not talking about emotional love here. We're talking about that part of you that knows that creation is moving through you at this moment, is moving through the other in the moment, and therefore you overlook the personality. You can look through the personality if you like, but you basically overlook the personality and you sense the wholeness of the other person, the loving presence, the beingness of this person that in its own way is struggling with a reality, because here they are. They came back too, you see. So it's that compassion. Ah, yes, we don't know what anyone else's struggle is, mostly because they are not cognizant of the deeper aspects of themselves or can put their finger or the hook into what is my past life? What am I trying to learn here? What is going on? That's not information that most people are privileged to, but in hindsight, they can look in and say, wow, I went through that, that didn't feel good, what did I learn? And we're going to highly suggest that each one begin to participate in their learning lessons by asking the question, what did I learn today? And spot that part of the day that was challenging, what did I learn through that? And you can say to yourself, I didn't quite learn it yet, something is happening, I don't quite have it. But we don't want to, and here's the tricky part, come to a conclusion, all right? So if you come to a conclusion about a person or a particular event or a particular energy that is moving through your life, you're going to cut out the bigger picture, because conclusions, they are based on one who is confused, thinking that this is it. This is the end of the line, this is how it works, and this is the answer. All the answers that you know right now are not going to be true in a very short time. Looking at short time as part of our reality is much longer than looking at a short time in your reality. So you have what looks like a very short life on the planet. But when you're looking at it from 10 years old and you say, well, I might have 70, 80 more years left, might have 100 years left, that looks like a long distance. So you look at your life from above at all times, you recognize it is a span in which you are creating a vibration. It'd be like do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. And then you take all those notes and you just keep twisting them around and moving them in different positions, and they make your own sonata. They make your own rock band. They make your own resonance with this particular reality. And that's what you want to do. You want to keep creating your own resonance. If you have something that you really like to do that feels as though it expands when you are working with it and you are expanding with it, this is possibly a path to follow for a period of time. But there are no paths to follow for your entire life, because if you keep following, you're not going to discover yourself. So along the way, as you're opening and you're closing to infinite possibility, you recognize, ah yes, what did I learn today? And if you can circle it back around to yourself as though, yes, I accept that person, that experience, and it's all a divine nature. It's not divinity, like that's a divine person. No, it's all divine nature, natural world. Nature doesn't tell its plants where to drop the seed and where to grow this leaf. And it's just one of those unfoldments that's happening, and that's true of your life. Your life is unfolding, and it unfolds in a type of rhythm according to the harmonics that you're playing inside of your body. When you're playing harmonics which are harmonious to the planet, you're going to find that your life is much smoother than it would be if you're in opposition to the planet. And we're talking about physical planet at this time. You move yourself continually through a symphony, if you like, or a musical play, if you want to put it in those terms, but you move with harmony and you move with resonance. And when you notice you're out of tune with someone or something, you say, wow, that was not good or bad, but that was a struck a chord. All right, I struck a chord. And chord is a place where you go, whoa, for a split second. And life needs a lot of split seconds where everybody is just taking a breath and they're just amazed at what's happening. That's how it works on the physical plane. It's a lot of wow moments, a lot of paying attention to what just happened here. You see, energetically, you're moving through experiences and learning about your own divine nature. You're not here to learn about third dimensional dilemmas. You're here to learn about your own divine nature and to accept that chord within you that resonates, that strikes, and leads itself great in harmony with all levels of creation. See? So, it's good to talk to you, little ones, yeah? And in love, I am Queen.